Good morning and Merry Christmas. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Our scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 16. It reads, "When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Herod the Great, king of Judea, was unpopular with his people because of his connections with the Romans and his religious indifference. He was insecure and fearful of any threat to his throne. He was a master politician and a tyrant capable of extreme brutality. History tells us that he killed his wife, his brother, and his sister's two husbands, to name only a few." Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 18 tells this story. Herod was greatly troubled when astrologers from the east came asking the whereabouts of the newborn king of the Jews, whose star they had seen. They were told that the Jewish scriptures named Bethlehem as the place where the Messiah would be born. Herod cunningly told them to report back to him so that he also could do him homage. They found Jesus, offered him their gifts, and warned by an angel, avoided Herod on their way home, and Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Egypt. Herod became furious and ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity 2 years old and under. The horror of the massacre and the devastation of the mothers and fathers led Matthew to quote Jeremiah in saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children." Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. In the midst of this Christmastide, a time of peace, joy, and love, we are reminded by this feast day of fear, grief, and acts of hatred. We do not live dualistic lives, that is, in worlds of black and white, of either or. We live lives of both and. Moments of joy and moments of sorrow, moments of hope and moments of fear, moments of evil and moments of blessing. Holding these opposites in tandem and balance helps keep us compassionate, empathetic, and awake to the needs of others and of ourselves. I invite you to reflect with me today upon that which is most painful for you this Christmas season. Whatever it may be, you are invited to unite your hurt and pain today with the sorrow of the families who lost these little ones. Let God do for you what He ultimately did for all of them. Let His birth, death, and resurrection transform your hurt into a crown of martyrdom. In the end, the Lord will be victorious in your life if you let Him. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 829 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 46, for the care of children. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with the joy and care of children. Give us calm strength and patient wisdom as we bring them up, that we may teach them to love whatever is just and true and good, following the example of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning for a new Christmastide devotional. May Christ, who by His incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with His joy and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.